It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
My first guest, Dr. Linda McCarthy, back on the show today. I'm excited to talk to her. As you guys know, Dr. Linda is one of our regular contributors, and I'm excited to have her back. Let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Linda. She has a PhD in metaphysical counseling as a board-certified life strategies coach with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She's a member of the American Holistic Medical Association and co-author of the number one best-selling book, The Wellness Code. Linda is also an inspirational speaker, featured contributor to online magazines, and winner of the Editor's Choice Award for The Wellness Code. As a life makeover expert, her passion is to show clients how their thoughts, feelings, and emotions have a profound effect on their mind, body, and spirit. Linda is located in Scottsdale, Arizona, but offers phone consultations throughout the United States. As always, it's fun and my pleasure to have Linda, Dr. Linda McCarthy, back on the show. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much. Happy September. Gosh, can you believe it?
I know.
I was out this weekend, and there were holiday decorations for Thanksgiving and Christmas already.
Unbelievable.
Like, Slow down. It's still summer, well, I think. I think it's still summer.
It is. I believe that, for most of us, it's still in that summer mindset. Now, I have to tell you, what's even more alarming is we had a planning meeting today about our January show that's going to be focused about goal setting, and that was, you know, I was thinking the same thing. Oh my gosh, really? We're planning January show already? That is just too much.
I know. Time truly is flying.
I know. And like I think we discussed this before, hopefully we're all having fun. That's why it's flying by so quick, right?
Exactly. Well, that's my belief, and I'm going to stick with it. So.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of belief, let's talk about this. Because last time you were on the show, we were talking about, you know, our beliefs. We were talking about our perceptions and that you can change your perception when you are ready. You can do it quickly. But these changes affect relationships. Let's talk about this.
Well, you know, when people get excited about making changes, any changes really in their life, they want to go home and share it with their family and friends.
Right.
Now, if you have a strong support system, that's awesome. But most of the time, people don't have that. And the problem with that is that many people don't like change. So when they see somebody that they care about changing, their first line of defense is to just put them down and criticize what they're doing and relate to them some distorted version of their belief of reality of why it's going to fail. And what that does is it causes a person to start second-guessing their decisions to make positive changes in their life. So one of the first things that I do when this happens to a client, I ask them to define what their feelings are, what it means to them, because words have different meanings for different people. So if someone says to me, you know, gosh, I think this might have been a mistake, that could just mean they're thrown in the towel. Or it could just mean that they need more tools to help them stay on task. And most new clients, I call it, you know, they just need emotional CPR to breathe new life and a new sense of self back into them. So for me, it's critically important that I understand the meaning behind their words, because that way we can move forward together and we stay on the same page.
Yes. You know what? And it's funny you should say that, because really we do all have different meanings, even though we assume that all meanings are the same.
Well, we know what assume means, right?
You know, and I chuckle about this because, for you know, it took me, I don't know, this happened to me like 3 or 4 or 5 times in a row. I was a slow learner. But, you know, when I was, you know, younger, I would, you know, go through a drive-thru to grab a burger. And I would say, hey, you know, I want a burger, you know. And typically I'm thinking Wendy's, grab their singles. Well, guess what? Their idea of a burger and my idea of a burger is completely different. They have, you know, different ingredients. And so it took me about the third time or the fourth time before I realized, okay, I want a burger, but I don't want this on it, and I don't want this on it. Would you please add this instead? And after that, I, you know, my meaning was understood. And that's just a simple burger. Could you imagine, you know, us humans, how more complicated we are than just, you know, correcting a burger order?
Exactly, and that's why it is really important to understand the meaning behind somebody's words.
Absolutely. Now, let me get your opinion on this. Why do you think are the reasons behind our friends and families not wanting to see each person change their life for the better? Walk me through this.
You know, this is so important to understand and even more important to recognize. So as I said before, look, don't be surprised if those closest to you try to sabotage your efforts. Sometimes people unconsciously try to do it just to keep you tied up with your old self, but it's really to protect them from having to change. And years ago, I learned this from Dr. McGraw, and he said, take into consideration what others have to say, but also keep in mind their possible motives. So here are four just they're real basic, typical behaviors that people use to try and stop you, whether they realize it or not. And it's really important to be aware of these patterns so you don't allow this toxicity back into your life. Okay, so the first one's overprotection. The underlying message here is fear. So they'll say, you know, there's no reason for you to change. I don't want you to get hurt again. Okay, it
sounds lovely,
but the pattern's dangerous because it's disguised as love and concern. So again, be conscious of their motives. The second one is power manipulation. And this form of sabotage, people attempt to take away your personal power in order to maintain that old relationship with you. So they'll talk to you almost like a child, hoping you will take their suggestions as such. So someone may say, oh, you know, I get it. You don't have time for me, but now you have time to go to the gym. Or something like, you know, do you know how tough the job market is? You'd be crazy to look for a new job now. This is a power manipulation move. The third one is leveling, and I think most of us have heard of leveling. People who are inadequate will try to level those who have what they want. So your success could pose a threat to them. So it causes them to sabotage you in a way that they can bring you down to their level. So don't get sucked into that drama. Stay away from it. And the last one is safety and status quo. And what that means are people are comfortable with the situation just as it is, even if it's bad. A change for the better is still a change, and it's a threat to what's familiar and the status quo. So don't be surprised if others perceive your desire to change as something that's threatening and they need to destroy it. Again, these behaviors are usually, not always, but usually subconscious, and fear is the driving force behind it. So the good news is once you recognize it, you can adjust accordingly.
Okay, so let me ask you your opinion on this.
Okay.
What do you think about just cutting these people out of your life? I mean, sometimes that's easier said than done. Obviously, if you're married to them and they're being negative Nellies, I think that's going to be tougher to do. But what do you think, what would you offer to your clients, cutting people out or trying to work with them? What's your take?
Well, I have some tips. And first of all, look, make sure that you're not participating in the sabotage game yourself by saying that, you know, you want something and then you go about doing everything you can to make sure it doesn't happen.
Right.
Self-sabotage, it's a human condition in all of us, and we don't need help from anybody else to do that. So, first of all, negotiate a change in their behavior. It's critically, critically important that you drop the he, she doesn't understand me. That ship has sailed. Let it sink. Let it sink. They don't need to know why you want what you want, but they do need to know how they can support you. So it could seem obvious to you that going to a all-you-can-eat buffet is not a good idea for somebody who's trying to lose weight. So you need to speak up. So figure out how you need to be supported and ask for it. So your mistake may be in assuming that those around you know how to support your efforts, so have the courage to let them know. But if someone close to you is sabotaging your efforts, you owe it to them to offer direction. So think about how you want to be supported, what specific things you need to help you, and be clear and direct in asking for support. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to get on board. The third thing is change yourself. Okay.
You know what, and what, I want to say this real quick. What I love about that is, again, that a whole assumptive thing. People really do not know how to support you. You know, people
right.
do not elicit love or support the same way that you might. I think it's a great idea to tell your people, listen, I am doing this. I'm going back to the gym, or I'm going to change, try this diet, or I'm going to, you know, adjust my career, and this is how you can support me. Lay it out for them. Make it stupid simple. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I see so many relationships fail for that exact reason, because your idea of love and my idea of love may be two entirely different things. So you have to let me know what your idea is. How can I support you to make you feel more loved? And I need to do the same to you.
I love it.
So the third thing is change yourself. So if you've stopped smoking, declare it. Say, you know what, I'm a non-smoker, or I choose healthier food options. In psychology, this is referred to as boundary selection. So you purposely decide what you will and will not do, regardless of what anyone else thinks. It's a done deal. But if none of the above work, then the last option is change the situation. So to answer your question, you can either change your goals to appear a little less threatening, or it could be something as drastic as changing your whole tribe. And what I mean by that is just completely surrounding yourself with the only people who support you instead of those who sabotage you. Because it's
right.
your life. And the reality is, the only person who has a final say over your thoughts and decisions is you, not anyone else. So don't give them
yep.
that power.
I love it. I love it. I love it because, you know, again, it's really about us. It's not out there. What did you say in the beginning? I forgot how you phrased it, but you said the ship has sailed, and that's true. You
right.
have to realize at this point in your life that it's not out there. It's not them. It's not her.
Somebody.
It's not him. That's right. Don't blame anybody. It's just, you know, take charge of your life.
Right.
Take charge of how you think, how you're going to feel, and then ultimately what reality you're going to create. Because if you look at the most successful people, whether you like them or not, this is what they do. Whether it's Lady Gaga, which a lot of people are repulsed by her, but guess what? She is an outstanding artist, and she has created her reality. And so whether you dislike her music or not, you got to give her props for controlling how she thinks, putting not listening to the naysayers, and just, you know,
right.
hey, this is who I am. This is my brand. Boom.
Right. Well, too many people are willing victims to give over their power. I'll
right.
give it over to you, whether it's in religion, in the office, whatever. I will give you my power, and therefore I don't have to take responsibility for any of the circumstances that happened to me.
I love it. I love it. Hey, we're out of time, but always good to have you back. And, you know, I'm thinking that I would love to get your input in our January goal setting show as well, because I think it's always important to get somebody with your background as a metaphysician and a board certified life strategist coach to talk about goals. So we'll have you back for that. Here we are planning January already. But,
and I'm going to talk to you next week. So
that's right. That's right. It's going to be great. All right. So I want to give this out, though, because what you do is so important. So if somebody, the people who are listening right now would like to possibly look at changing, maybe heading off in a new direction, check out newdirectioncoaching.com. That's newdirectioncoaching.com, and speak with Dr. Linda McCarthy, and she'll be glad to help you out. Dr. Linda, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
Guys, as always, we appreciate you being here. We truly appreciate you spreading the word. We'll talk to you later.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.